Hello there, this is Xander underscore 01, or for those who know me, Alex. Hello, this is my second audio boo. Well, my second public audio boo anyway. I've done many, but I've not uploaded them because I can't convert audio files for some strange reason because I don't have the software apparently, but everybody else does. I know. So yeah, what have I been up to? Well, not a great deal, actually. I've been working quite a lot recently, and I ache. Now I'm all sunburnt as well, so that doesn't help. So yeah, I'm feeling a bit achy and a bit worse for wear at the moment. I don't mean to sound a bit sorry for myself and down in the dumps, but there we go. That's me. If you haven't watched Lost yet, carry on listening, because I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'm just going to say how I felt about the ending. I thought it was really good. It was absolutely fantastic. And there's lots of people on Twitter saying, oh no, this is a crap ending. It hasn't answered any questions. It's answered many questions. But I think, you know, it didn't need to answer all of the questions. I think if it answered everything, it'd be very boring, because this is what I love. I've been having different conversations on Facebook about it, actually, and different theories as to what's happened and, different events and why things panned out the way they did. And that's what Lost done so brilliantly. That's what the creators and writers did so brilliantly in all episodes, you know. They ended it on a cliffhanger, and they were able to keep the audience, or most of the audience, from season one. And it didn't need to answer everything. It really didn't, and I'm glad that they didn't. I would have been, you know, I was kind of dreading the fact. I was really hoping, but really fearing that they might end it on a giant cliffhanger, which I would have hated them for that, but I loved them at the same time. But the ending was very good. I loved the ending, and that's the ending it needed, I think. So yeah. In other news, I've been writing some more of Destiny. I've got a series one synopsis all planned out now, 13 episodes. It's going good. There's a local film club. The film club I'm in this film for, actually. They want to tackle the pilot. Not an actual pilot, the first episode. So they want to create that, which is good. This is really good. So when I send my scripts to the BBC or such similar people, then I can send them a copy of what I hope to achieve in episode one. And they're on. So yeah, it's really good. But no one's getting paid for it. Bah. Just good experience. IMDb. That kind of thing. And if they're good enough, and if the BBC accept it, then I may just consider casting them. So yeah, when we do the pilot, I'll be directing it. And I'm hoping to be in it as well. I don't know how that goes about, directing stuff and being in things. I've always been kind of like cynical of people who direct shows and kind of like assume one of the roles, you know. But it's different when you write it. It's different. So yeah, I got to do some more of that tonight, actually, and I hope to get quite a lot done. But it is so hot, isn't it? It really is, and I'm so uncomfortable in my room because my fan's broken as well. And it's just, oh, it's baking. We don't ever go from cold and work our way up to hot in the UK. We just go from cold to hot, you know. We don't have any sort of transition. It's just that. It's hot, cut to cold, cold, cut to hot. So yes, anyway, I'm going to go now. Thank you for listening, and keep watching the skies. Keep watching, keep tweeting. Ciao beans, manifesto.